So in the last few days, we've seen a couple approvals in ovarian cancer. And first, I'd like you to go through what those approvals are, and then I'm going to ask you kind of how it's affecting your practice.
So the first approval, of course, was the approval for niraparib as maintenance therapy in frontline ovarian cancer that had responded to chemotherapy regardless of BRCA status and regardless of any other biomarker. So HRD status was not part of a limitation on the approval of niraparib. And then the second approval that just came through last week on Friday, I think, was the approval of the combination of olaparib together with bevacizumab in women who had responded to frontline platinum-based chemotherapy. But this one was limited to women who had tumors that were considered HR deficient by the Myriad assay as a companion diagnostic. So either they had to have a BRCA1 or 2 mutation, or they had to have a Myriad genomic instability score of 42.
So a couple practical questions related to decision-making. First, I'm kind of curious in terms of choice of PARP inhibitor. Do you feel like you want to stick exactly with the data and the indications? In terms of choice, do you have any preference, for example, with a patient with a BRCA germline? Do you have any choice for a patient who's BRCA wild type, whether or not they have HRD?
I tend to try and stick within indications, although I'll be very honest, I think that I don't feel that there are significant differences between the PARP inhibitors in terms of efficacy between olaparib, niraparib, and rucaparib. I think veliparib, we know, is a slightly different PARP inhibitor. It can be combined with chemotherapy. It has different IC50s for PARP trapping as well as for PARP inhibition. And talazoparib is not approved in ovarian cancer currently. But I do tend to stay within the indications. I think that the choice of PARP inhibitor outside of that is dictated by the side effects. So, you know, for a patient who has a BRCA mutation where frontline or in recurrent setting where niraparib and olaparib are approved in the frontline setting, niraparib, olaparib, and rucaparib are approved in the maintenance setting, I do tend to use olaparib a little bit more often because my experience has been that it seems to have been more tolerable for many of my patients. I don't have to send them for the weekly blood work that I worry about with niraparib because I have had a few patients who have had profound thrombocytopenia. When I have the patients who are BRCA wild type in the frontline setting and I'm giving them a maintenance PARP inhibitor, I do tend to give them niraparib, but I tend to use the platelet and weight-based dosing.